problem with video conference calls. They prevent me from taking one of my most important self-corrective professional actions, gently holding my lips closed while the other person is talking. I'm not kidding. I'm an incurable interrupter, and this simple fix has worked for me for years. My interrupting is truly not born of ungraciousness. It's just a symptom of how very fast my brain runs. Over 20 years of keynote speaking, a signature of mine has been a rapid onstage bit called the Fast Day. At breakneck comic speed, I parody the hair-on-fire flow of a very busy person's day. Everyone's always surprised I can talk that fast, but for me, it's just like my inner tempo is finally getting to come out. Looking back, I see that as a result of moving quick, I also had trouble determining how many activities I could do each day. In my raw state, I always have a desire to squeeze in more than is logical. Once, during a particularly busy time of life when I was taking on way too much, I burned my inner arm on a curling iron because while using it, I reached around with the other hand to simultaneously put on my mascara. Then, in the same overbooked week, I sprained my ankle and found that the top of my crutches hit right on my little burn, making walking impossible. I was finally forced to cancel everything, retire to the couch, and just stop. To this day, I remember how good it felt to just give up and sit for a while. I was not, as you can see, built to take a minute to think or to pause for even a moment during the day, and that's the irony of my whole professional life. I pursue and revere open windows of time, largely because of how elusive I find them myself. But I need them every day, and so do you. Never before has the roller coaster of reactive busyness kept us more breathless. Our time is under attack, and the global workforce is so fried it belongs in the food court of a county fair. A favorite t-shirt motto perfectly describes our overloaded, multitasking, screen-addicted lives. I do not have ducks or a row. I have squirrels, and they are at a rave. The solution I've discovered is something called white space. Freed time in the day to think and breathe and ponder and plan and create. As you learn, the term came from looking at the white unencumbered spaces on a paper calendar and realizing that those little empty squares, the areas of inkless paper, were the key to adding flow, peace, and startling creativity to one's day. In graphic design, white space refers to the blank area on the page. In sales, it means untapped market share. At our company, we define white space as time with no assignment. It's the open, unscheduled time, long or short, planned or improvised, that's accessed by taking a strategic pause in the activities of life. The absence of white space and the need for it is everywhere I look. Lacking it is the reason burnout is always chasing us and why high achievers struggle to reach the apex of their capabilities. When people discover that white space is possible, you can almost hear an audible sigh of relief. It's a joy to watch them embrace it. I've been privileged to share its wonders with thousands of people in intimate conversations, workshops, and at the world's largest leadership events. Whitespace users send the most touching notes from across the United States and from Germany to Australia to even Rwanda, saying here too people need mental space, a minute to think. 10 years ago, when clients and corporations began asking us to help scale these concepts, our consulting firm was born and has gone on to work with brands such as Google, P&G, Vans, Sephora, Nike, and Spotify.